أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فخلف من بعدهم خلف أضاعوا الصلاة واتبعوا الشهوات فسوف يلقون غيا. إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا فأولئك يدخلون الجنة ولا يظلمون شيئا. جنات عدن التي وعد الرحمن عباده بالغيب إنه كان وعده مأتيا. لا يسمعون فيها لغوا إلا سلاما ولهم رزقهم فيها بكرة وعشيا. تلك الجنة التي نورث من عبادنا من كان تقيا. And after them came a people who destroyed the Salah, followed temptation, and they will very soon face destruction, except for those who repent, believe and do righteous works. Then they will enter into Jannat and they will not be wronged in the least, into gardens of eternity which the Rahman, the Most Gracious, has promised His servants in the unseen. Indeed, His promise must come to pass. Therein they will not hear any vain talk, any hurtful talk, except words of peace. And they will have the sustenance therein in the mornings and evenings. Such is the Jannat which we will grant to those of our servants who guarded themselves against wrong. In the previous verses, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the various Anbiya alayhi salam, starting off with Zakariya, Yahya, Isa alayhi salam, moving on to Ibrahim, Musa, Harun, Ismail and Idris alayhi salam, and their lofty status, their ways and behavior. And then after this good people had passed on, then came a people who destroyed their salah and followed temptation. The ulama explained the meaning of destroying their salah, because this was the catalyst, this is the starting point of the whole structure crumbling down, that structure of iman and righteousness and virtue that was erected by these righteous. Then how, what was the starting point of this whole structure destroying and crumbling down? So the first point was that they had destroyed their salah. Ulama explained that meaning of the destroying of the salah is the namaz is not done on time as it's supposed to be done. Number two, you do not guard the salah. Hafizun. One is da'imun, one is yuhafizun. They did not guard their salah, that is, they did not guard their postures. The time that they're supposed to be performing the salah, not doing it on time. The recitation that they're supposed to be reciting, that is not done correctly. So the postures aren't done right, the timing of the namaz is not right, and the recitation is not right. Number three, the third thing that brought about the destruction of the salah was they did it just casually without any focus. So basically, to get the whole life done and the structure of iman right, one needs to get the salah right. And to get the salah right, these three things have to be in place. One should be punctual on his salah. Number two, on time with the right postures. And number three, doing it with a proper focus. That focus has to be at an average level, not too deep, that cannot be maintained, and not absolutely casual, but with an average level, the moderate level of focus in the salah. So this was the breaking point, the crumbling point of their lives. They had neglected and destroyed their salah. وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ. Then when they neglected their salah, then their goal became their lust and temptations. In this life, one is attracted and tempted to one thing or the other. It's either Allah Ta'ala that attracts the person, and he's attracted to things that is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or then he's attracted and lured to the lower things of life, this world and its temptations. So the world and its temptations, they explain 3-4 points where man gets lured and he relents and he cannot hold himself. So when a person destroys his salah, then he's dropped his guards. When he's dropped his guards, then he becomes a slave of temptation. And what is meant by slave of temptation, 4 things have been explained. One is, his greater concern becomes his apparel, his clothing, how he appears amongst people. So his food and his clothing becomes the greater concern, how he appears before people. So that is the greater concern. Number 2 is, he's looking out for the vehicles that are more attractive and more smooth. So he wants to be attractive in his appearance, in his food. He's also attracted by vehicles and transport, etc. Number 3, he also is very tempted with good homes and investments. These are the 3 things that he gets consumed with. When he destroys the salah, then the attraction to Allah Ta'ala and the hereafter is gone. Then he's attracted to these temptations, either food and clothing and apparel and appearance, or vehicles and transport, or homes and investments. This is the things that he will aspire and he will race after. So he becomes a slave to temptation. فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. So Allah says, what is going to be the end, the consequence of such people? They will face destruction. غَي is a place in Jahannam. It is so terrible that Jahannam itself seeks protection against this. So which class of people will enter into this ghay? These people that have followed temptation, and what is their theme of life thereafter? After they've become slaves to temptation, then they will very easily slip into indecent works. That becomes their way of life, indecency. They fall into it very easily. They are very easily tempted into something that is indecent. Number 2 is this, that they become habitual in intoxicants. Anything that will just give them some relief and some comfort of the mind, some intoxication. So this is what they will run after. Number 3, when they are slaves of temptation, then they are not going to be looking out for halal and haram, interests, fraud, cheating, deception, false promises. All that becomes part of their nature and makeup, because they need to get these temptations of theirs complete. So they are not going to be concerned about halal and haram any longer. Then when they become slaves of temptation, then the 4th thing that will become very prominent in their lives is they will show scant regards to their parents and elders. They no longer have that respect and that type of attachment and that type of obedience to their parents and the elders that they had before. So this is now the end of this class of people, that they have followed temptation and then they will face destruction. So this is the class of people that face destruction, this particular department of Jahannam. Illa man taba wa amana wa amila saliha. The Quran Sharif is complete and comprehensive. It is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It shows a way out for a person who's fallen at some point or the other. Sometimes he's falling in one wrong or the other wrong, but then he's quick to recover, come up, get up again, repents, believes, and continues doing righteous works, compensates for the wrong that he has done. In proportion to the wrong that he has done, he compensates. Then Allah Ta'ala will bless him as well. They will enter into Jannat and they will not be wronged in the least. Gardens of eternity, which the most gracious Allah Ta'ala has promised His servants in the unseen. His promises must come to pass. There is no two ways. There is no such a thing that like Him faltering in His promises. Therein, the additional comfort that they will enjoy, no vain talks that are hurtful, talks that brings some type of pain, distress, uneasiness, embarrassment, etc., you will not listen to anything that is embarrassing, anything that is painful and hurtful, anything that is causing any type of unrest. You will not hear anything of that nature. Rather, to the contrary, you will listen to things of peace, enjoyment, happiness, things that will enhance your spirits, the feeling of security, feeling of completion, feeling of permanence, and feeling of soundness. You feel sound, complete, perfect, feel that level of satisfaction, that fulfillment. So this is what you will hear there in Jannah. And then the sustenance you will have is going to be all the time, morning and evening, whenever you call for whatever, and you will receive it. Such is the garden, such is the Jannah, which will we will bestow to those of our servants who guard against evil. May Allah give us tawfiq.